phenomenal prices, we all know. Driven by demand mostly then?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, there were some supply problems in Pakistan and stuff. But, you know, we lost 1 million bales of cotton there. It wasn't that big of a deal. Yields were less than perfect, but this is a demand-driven market, the kind of bull market you want.
Bottom line for growers, though, they want to know, is this going to continue? You don't feel, I mean, prices do look good, but will they continue?
They're going to continue, yeah, but I don't think I don't see them continuing back to the $1.50, $1.60, $1.70 level. They're going to continue. We're going to hover around a dollar for a while. Are there opportunities to sell cotton for more than a dollar on new crop? Absolutely. I mean, we're dry. There's no doubt about it. We're in a classic La Nina cycle. You know, which implies much drier across what really is the cotton belt, and we're dry right now. But I think can't go wrong selling cotton at these levels at $500 a bale.
That's what I say. Dollar cotton, sell it, right?
Dollar cotton, sell it. Sell some dollar cotton. In 2012, sell some 90-cent cotton. I'm still optimistic. I'm optimistic past 2012, but at these levels, these are unheard of levels. We've never had an opportunity to sell cotton at 90 cents, you know, so selling some 2012 at 90 cents just because you don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be an election year, but worldwide, the world's going to be different in 2012, and I have no idea how, but I do now right now, locking up some 90 cent cotton would be a good idea.
One thing you did stress, though, prices are good, but stick to your marketing plan.
Yes, exactly. You know, make a prudent, responsible marketing plan, one that works for you, and stick to it. I think, you know, the guys that are here today are the guys that do that already and know how to do it, and that's why they're still in business. But it's not too early to do it right now for next year and for the year after that. And, you know, we've seen people do that in grain. I've got cotton farmers that have hedged their grain out through 2013 and 2014. Start treating your cotton like you do your other commodities. The ice is not very liquid at those levels, but there are ways to do it, and I think producers should be taking advantage of those.